Since the late 1800s, South Floridians have tried to turn the marshy Everglades into land that people could live and farm on. While that change has created a population boom, it has also strained the ecosystems of the Everglades. The biggest culprit? Lack of water movement. Since 2011, the South Florida Water Management District has been working to develop a $1.9 billion plan to put some circulation back into the heart of the Everglades. Randy Smith is a representative for the district.
It's going to require removing a lot of things that have been put in, creating new water flow projects, water storage projects. The landscape is going to more closely resemble what it was originally, rather than our mechanical system that we have now.
A mechanical system that prevents the natural flow of water. If the Management District Board decides to move the project forward, it will be reviewed by the Army Corps of Engineers and then move on to Washington for congressional funding approval. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.